And now we have verses 14 through 17. He gives us his three I ams. He says, first of all, in verse 14, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. By the way, that word barbarian could refer to Romans as well as it could to your ancestors and mine that were beyond the boundary of the Roman Empire in that day. But Paul said he was debtor to them. Now, how did he get in debtor to the Greeks and to the barbarians? Had Paul made a bill at the Greek restaurant over in Athens when he was there and didn't pay it? Had Paul sent to Rome to get some neckties and shoes? That's what Rome's famous for today, and he hadn't paid his bill. No, he'd had no transaction with these people at all. But he had had a personal transaction with Jesus Christ. And that transaction put him in debt to every man because the grace of God had been so bountifully bestowed upon him. Now it's put him in debt, not even to God, but it's made him a debtor out yonder to a lost world. Now I hear today Christians make this statement, I pay my honest debts. Do you? Not until every person has heard the gospel have you and I paid our honest debts. Now, I was telling a preacher friend of mine, we were driving way in the interior in Turkey, and that country shut to the gospel. You get in trouble even propagandizing there. And as we were driving along, we came to a little town. Everything's in Turkish, and we felt very much as a stranger in a strange, strange land. But way down at the end of the street, there was a big sign. And you know what it said? Coca-Cola. And I said to this friend of mine, I says, isn't it interesting that Coca-Cola has done a better job of advertising and getting out its message in the few years it's had than the gospel has had in 1900 years? Quite interesting. We haven't paid our debt, friends, till they've all heard, and there are multitudes that have not heard. Paul says, I'm debtor, and that is another reason he wanted to come to Rome. Then he has another, I am. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Now when he said, I'm debtor, he said, I'm ready to pay. Actually, he says, my side is ready. As Dr. Stifler says, he's master of his purpose, but not of his circumstance. And what he's saying here is, he's eager. He says, I'm eager to preach it. Oh, we need an enthusiasm and a high anticipation in our Christian life today in getting out the Word of God. Now, he says that I am debtor, and he says, I am ready.